SK Telecom to showcase next-generation media and mobility technologies at CES 2020. At joint exhibition booth with SK Innovation, SK Hynix and SKC, SK Telecom will display diverse media and mobility technologies powered by 5G. SK Telecom will introduce innovative media services designed to enhance customers' experience such as 5G 8K TV, or video call, multi-view, interactive cinematic or an interactive game platform. The company will also demonstrate mobility technologies and services that will improve safety and convenience of consumers in the 5G era such as LiF HD map update solution, advanced single photon LiDAR and integrated in-vehicle infotainment. SK Telecom is presenting integrated in-vehicle infotainment and Road Learner, a live HD map update solution at CES 2020. SK Telecom, NYSE, SKM, today announced that it will participate in CES 2020, which takes place at the Las Vegas Convention Center located in Las Vegas from January 7 to 10, to showcase diverse media and mobility technologies powered by 5G and Mobile Edge Computing, MEC. SK Telecom will operate a joint exhibition booth with SK Innovation, Korea's leading energy and chemicals company, SK Hynix, the world's second-largest memory chip maker, and SKC, a specialty materials company, in Central Hall, number 13,529, under the theme of Evolve Towards the Future. 5G, marked by superfast speed, ultra-low latency and hyper-connectivity, is bringing remarkable changes to the fields of media and mobility. It is giving birth to unprecedented realistic media contents and services, which will later be connected with TVs and automobiles to deliver a whole new level of experience to consumers. In the area of media, SK Telecom will introduce diverse media technologies and services including 5G 8K TV, Kyocera TV, our video call, 5GX multi-view, Jumper Aqua World, interactive cinematic R, watch and play, interactive game platform, and ATSC 3.0 multi-view. 5G mobile edge computing, MEC, a technology that enables the provision of ultra-low latency services by providing a shortcut for data transmission through the installation of a small-scale data center at 5G base station or router, is essential in realizing not only services that require immediacy like autonomous driving, but also media streaming services including R and VR. SK Telecom and Samsung will unveil the world's first 5G 8K TV they have been developing together since September 2019. 5G 8K TV revolutionizes users' TV watching experience by directly receiving 8K video over SK Telecom's 5G network. It can also upgrade the existing full HD and 4K video to 8K video through 8K upscaling and next-generation codec technologies applied with network-based media processing, NVMP, technology, which manages resources for high-speed processing of large-volume media in MEC and cloud environments. Thus, viewers of 5G 8K TV can enjoy next-generation media services such as 8K multi-view broadcasting and /VR contents via 5G network. Kyocera TV is a service created by applying SK Telecom's or video call service Kyocera to Samsung Electronics' TV. It offers differentiated features through the application of facial recognition-based augmented reality technology, real-time background and portrait segmentation techniques, and ultra-high-definition technology. By linking their smartphones to Samsung TV, users can freely rotate TV both horizontally and vertically for a smartphone-like UX, which will allow them to get easily accustomed to using our video calls on TV. SK Telecom's 5GX multi-view realizes a more immersive and personalized experience for viewers by providing multiple camera angles alongside the main broadcast. While watching the video content, users can select a camera angle to follow every move of their favorite athlete, esports player or band member. 5GX multi-view sets itself apart from the existing multi-view services through the application of SK Telecom's self-developed high-efficiency video coding, HEVC-based technologies Tile, which can process / encode in real-time multiple video sources into a tile format and synchronizes them to make one multi-view video. Realized through interactive cinematic R, Jumper Aquaworld is a service that enables multiple users to simultaneously enjoy our contents while interacting with various characters in the virtual underwater environment. Interactive cinematic R developed by SK Telecom realizes more realistic R contents on big screens and enables interaction between users and virtual space objects. Watch and Play is a real-time interactive game platform that combines game and broadcasting. Users can not only choose between game watching and game playing modes, but also can jump right into playing the game they are watching for a more exciting experience. ATSC 3.0 MultiView is the next-generation broadcasting service jointly developed by SK Telecom and Sinclair Broadcast Group. Visitors will be able to watch live streaming of two different broadcasting channels on a single screen while sitting in the automobile cockpit. SK Telecom will also display diverse mobility technologies and services that will flourish in the 5G era, such as RoadLearner, Live HD Map Update Solution, Next Generation Single Photon LiDAR, and Integrated In-Vehicle Infotainment. SK Telecom's HD map update solution called RoadLearner collects and analyzes road/traffic information in real time through sensors installed in cars and artificial intelligence (AI) technology. The company is currently working with the Seoul Metropolitan City Government to build 5G-based autonomous driving infrastructure in Seoul through the application of RoadLearner. The company expects RoadLearner to play a pivotal role in ensuring that HD maps, the brain of an autonomous vehicle, are kept up to date. Next Generation Single Photon LiDAR is a high-performance LiDAR built with 1,550 nanometers wavelength laser, single photon detector and 2D microelectromechanical system, MEMS, MIR. It is capable of detecting long-range, 500-meter distance, low-reflectivity objects with greater accuracy even in adverse weather conditions to ensure the highest level of safety for autonomous vehicles. The company will also unveil Integrated EV, a system it developed by putting together its diverse services into a single system. Integrated EV offers mobile navigation service TMAP, AI platform Nugu, music streaming service Flow, and OTT service Wave for users to easily enjoy while driving. SK Telecom stated that it will take CES 2020 as an opportunity to position itself as a global ICT player leading the fields of next generation media and mobility.